This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi said on Monday, the second anniversary of the assassination of General Qasem Soleimani by the United States, former U.S. President Donald Trump must face trial for the killing or Tehran would take revenge. Iran and groups allied with it in Iraq and other countries have been holding events to honor Soleimani. He was killed in Iraq in a drone strike on January 3, 2020, ordered by then-President Donald Trump. Two armed drones were shot down on Monday as they approached an Iraqi military base hosting U.S. forces near Baghdad's international airport, that according to Iraqi security sources. In Israel on Monday, the Jerusalem Post newspaper said its website had been hacked in what it called an apparent threat to the country, with an illustration that appeared to recall Soleimani. Late on Sunday, Yemen's Iran-lined Houthi movement seized a United Arab Emirates-flagged cargo vessel, which it said was engaged in hostile acts, but which the Saudis said was carrying hospital equipment. Former President Trump has endorsed Hungary's right-wing populist Prime Minister Viktor Orban, offering his complete support to the controversial leader. Orban, a champion of what he calls illiberal democracy, is facing a close parliamentary election this spring. Two Tunisians, including an official of the Islamist Ennahda party, have been placed under house arrest due to illegal submission of passports and nationality documents and a serious suspicion of terrorism, that according to the Interior Minister on Monday.